between the unmoving, unmanifest universe and the manifest, there lies a tangential point, a point of singularity in which all cosmic awareness, all knowledge, all love come to a single point. A point where there is no name, no fame, no particular substance, but there is the essence of love, the essence of truth, the essence of peace. There is that point between the manifest world, the physical world, the subtle realms, all that exists, and pure Purusha, pure being, pure awareness. This is where your consciousness lets go of any subtle feeling of individuality you have been holding on to. And you surrender completely into infinite cosmic awareness, where your individuality gives way to consciousness, to being, beyond words, beyond thoughts, beyond dualities. At first, when one perceives divine being, it is a reflection in the mind, a reflection of a reality that exists in this cosmos, gets awakened in the mind, and seeing this reflection of pure consciousness, pure awareness, you're drawn to it. But some people become confused and they think the reflection is the actual substance, when it is only a mirrored idea within the mind. But as mind grows in magnitude, the belief, the idea, the thought gives way to the substance, to the reality of being, of love, of truth. And the idea of I, perceiving it, gets lost. There is no I to perceive the infinite. There is cosmic being, awareness, perceiving everything, including your I feeling. But that cosmic awareness is not the reflection of your being. That is where the confusion lies for many. The idea comes in the mind of cosmic awareness, of cosmic consciousness, of being. And the person thinks that reflection that is created in their mind, I am perceiving the cosmic consciousness. No. You are perceiving the reflection in the mind. Cosmic consciousness is perceiving you. Cosmic awareness is perceiving you. And you then become the object, not the subject. Cosmic consciousness perceives you. When mind grows in magnitude and begins to really surrender to that infinite essence, then it switches. You don't perceive consciousness. Consciousness perceives you. And your awareness melts into that cosmic consciousness, that cosmic awareness, which is perceiving your existence. As long as you feel, I have had the experience of perceiving the divine, perceiving cosmic consciousness, as long as you have that experience, you have seen only the reflection in the mind. When the experience is such that you surrender, you let go, and you begin to move into a larger awareness, then the realization comes. Consciousness, being, perceives my existence. And that which I thought of as my own self, the knower of my existence, is not a reflection of me, but is a cosmic awareness, cosmic existence that is everywhere, always. There is no place, no time, for it is in all times, and all places, and no time, and no place. It is existence, truth, Sat Chit Ananda, the bliss that pervades truth. The love that sustains the universe doesn't come from you. You come from it. It is the substance, the tangential point where unmanifest being meets the manifest universe, where when you let go of you, of your personal identity, of your belief that you're a person who lives in a body, when you perceive yourself as awareness, as being, witnessing all that is, then consciousness. Awakens. You are the dream in the mind of the dreamer, the object, not the subject, the object of the dream of the dreamer. And the dreamer exists in creation in that tangential point and beyond that. The dreamer has no dreams, only is. So let go of your identity, not only with your beliefs and your ideas and your experiences and all that you have been, but let go of your identity as the knower of you and all that you think and feel. Let go so that you stop knowing and you perceive the actual knower and meld into it, perceiving that which you have called you. All right? Namaskar.